So why is obedience so important for Bentham? Because without obedience, there would be no government, and without government, no ability to improve the species, direct the species to perfection. But is that true in either framing of the goal, whether for improvement or perfection? The notion that the species can't become bigger in its collective spirit without a tiny, tiny few showing the way. Is that the case? I believe the opposite is true. Atomization is key to power strategy. Last week we said it's by our very longing for greatness that they leash us. Each one of us harbors a secret belief or longing, maybe, that we are special, that others lack our wisdom or kindness or empathy. So to try to intertwine our lives and futures would likely be futile. This is discouraging, and of course encouraged by power, and of course wrong. And as power can pick and choose through our proffered gifts and carefully select that which furthers its vision, or at least doesn't threaten it, and systematically reward them, feeding our mutual disconnection as others' gifts are rejected. So we see that having a vision allows you to systematically, i.e. reinforced through numerous angles and aspects, move forward, advance toward it. Pregnantly, Popper asked, how do we obtain a sane appreciation of our importance in relation to other individuals? Unquote. When we had each other in communal good fellowship, we had this, a sane appreciation of our own gifts. When we had the earth, we had this, a sane appreciation of our own gifts. When we had the ancestors, we had this, a sane appreciation of our own gifts. And to Bentham, so obsessed with perfection, how can we move on as a species if the vast majority are not allowed to develop their gifts, not allowed to think?